أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن يونس لمن المرسلين. In the previous ayats we read about Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu wassalam, who was sent to the town of Baal, where they had, were worshipping a very great idol. This is the sixth mention of a Nabi in the surah here, and that is of Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam, Yunus ibn Matta. Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam was sent to a town, Nainawa, where he had called the people towards the oneness of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. When the people rejected and refused to believe, and he saw the signs of Allah's azab coming, before Allah giving him permission, before Allah commanding him on his own, he calculated that it is time now to leave the town, Allah's azab is coming. So he left the town without Allah's permission, and this Allah Ta'ala did not like, and Allah Ta'ala corrects the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. We have no right to find any fault in any Nabi whatsoever, but Allah, who is the Most High, Allah can do as He pleases. We cannot find fault in our parents, but their parents, our grandparents, can reprimand our parents. They have the right, they are the fathers, but we have got no right whatsoever. And this was an ijtihadi error, that is, he calculated wrongly that it was time to leave now. Anyway, he left from there and he went to the shores of the seas. There was a ship that was transporting people, etc. He boarded the ship and he went away from there. The ship, as soon as he boarded, it went out in the waters and it stood still. For no apparent reason whatsoever, the captain of the ship announced that, from my experience I know, when there is a slave who has run away from his master, then this is what happens. And what will happen further is that the ship will sink and all the people will drown. So therefore our normal procedure is that the person who is a runaway slave must come forward, we will throw him out into the sea and the whole ship will get saved. And then they drew lots. They put everyone's name and drew out one of the names to see who is that runaway slave. The three times they did it, every time Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam's name came. And because they knew him to be a very pious, righteous person, he himself threw himself into the sea. And as he threw himself into the sea, by the command of Allah, there was a very big fish that had opened its mouth and was waiting for it. Allah had commanded that fish, Yunus alayhi salam, is not food for you, but you will be like the qabr, you will be like a grave for Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam for a certain period. And then Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, in the stomach of that sea, of that fish, it was so big that he stood and made namaz also. Allama Alusi, the author of the Tafsir Ruhul Maani, says, I have seen with my own eyes such big fish of the sea. And it's not difficult to comprehend. A child in the womb of the mother, after about 4 months or so, life comes in that child. And the child lives in the womb of the mother. And many other creatures of Allah, the offspring, live within the stomach, within the inside of the mother. So it wasn't anything difficult. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ يُونُسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was also from amongst the Rasuls, the messengers of Allah Ta'ala. إِذْ أَبَقَ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ. جَبْ بھاکر پہنچا اُس بھری کشتی پر. When remember that time and think of that occasion when he ran away from his people, apprehending the azab of Allah Ta'ala coming. Usually Allah Ta'ala informs the Nabi when his azab comes and Allah instructs him, leave the town now. But he lost all hope in his people bringing iman, and he saw the signs of the azab coming. So he left on his own accord, and he went to the shores of the sea, and he found a ship that was transporting people, and he boarded that ship. فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُدْحَضِينَ. پھر قُرَدَ دِلْوَایَا تو نِكْلَ خَتَوَارَ. And then when the ship did not move and the captain had announced, from my experience I know, this happens when there is a runaway slave and he has to be thrown out of the ship, then only will the rest of the ship be saved. Three times they drew the lots, and every time Yunus alayhi salam's name came, he threw himself out of the ship so that the ship can get saved and the people can get saved from drowning. And when his name had come out, he was thrown out, he threw himself out. فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ پھر لُقْمَا کیا اس کو مچھلی نے اور وہ الزام کھایا ہوا تھا. And then there was a fish waiting for him by the command of Allah. And when he threw himself over, he dived over, he dived into the mouth of the fish. And he was then responsible for his action of leaving without the command of Allah Ta'ala. And this was a temporary period that Allah wanted to correct him for this error that he had made. فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ پھر اگر نہ ہوتی یہ بات کہ وہ یاد کرتا تھا پاک ذات کو. And had it not been that he was remembering Allah, he stood and made namaz and he kept on reading the tasbih, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. And this is for us till today. Whenever we have done something wrong, we find ourselves in a problem, to come out of that problem, the recitation of La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen proves to be very, very effective. And if a person, if it is something more serious in his life, then he should recite this 41 times after Asr namaz. Three times the surah Alam Nashrah before and after, and then make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah will relieve him of his problem. If this is, if it's an individual, if it's a collective problem, then our elders have taught us Khatme Khajgan, which is also the recitation of La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen, where all the people together recite this, and then a person is relieved of his problem which he finds himself in, or the community or the nation. So these are very effective ways that Allah has taught us to relieve ourselves from difficulties and hardships if they have to come upon us. لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ تو رہتا اسی کے پیٹ میں جس دن تک مردے زندہ ہو. Had Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam not turned to Allah Ta'ala in repentance, Allah said he should have remained in the stomach of the fish till the day of Qiyamah. But he had made tawbah, istighfar, for various periods. All the mufassirin have written up to 40 days that he stayed within the stomach of the fish. And when that period was over, then Allah had commanded the fish now to deliver him from the stomach and back onto the shore, which was a barren piece of ground. فَنَبَذَهُ بِالْعَرَىٰ وَهُوَ السَّقِيمِ پھر ڈال دیا ہم نے اس کو چٹیل میدان میں اور وہ بیمار تھا. And then he was thrown out of the stomach of the fish and he was in a very weak state. Like what we would say, very dehydrated. He was very ill because there was no sunshine he was getting. His oxygen was not complete. So he was very dehydrated and he stayed there. And when a person is like that, flies, etc., gather around a person also. So for that, Allah Ta'ala made a marrow, the vine of the marrow to grow there. And the effect of the leaves of the marrow of Dodi is such that flies don't come near a person. They keep away flies. So Allah protected, He gave him shade here in this way, and also the flies, etc., stopped coming. And he stayed there and he regained his strength again after some time. Also, Allah Ta'ala had ordered a goat to go there, and he would milk this goat and drink the milk of the goat. In other words, just like a newborn baby has to be tended and looked after, like that Allah brought his state, and he again became strong like a baby slowly becomes strong and becomes a strong man, etc. Like that Allah gave him his strength back again. وَأَنْبَتْنَا عَلَيْهِ شَجَرَةً مِّن يَقْطِين اور اُگایا ہم نے اس پر ایک درخ بیل والا. And we made this tree, this vine of the marrow to grow around him, which gave him shade also, protected him, and he got saved from the flies troubling him as well. وَرَسَلْنَاهُ إِلَى مِئَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ اور بھیجا اس کو لاکھ آدمیوں پر یا اس سے زیادہ. In the meantime, his community, when they found out that Yunus alayhi salam has left the town, they knew from the experience that now azab of Allah will be coming. So they all left the town with their animals, with the women folk and the children, and went out in the jungle and started crying and making dua. They brought iman on Allah Ta'ala and they pleaded to Allah for His mercy. This is one occasion when the azab of Allah was unleashed already and Allah withdrew it. Otherwise, as long as Allah hasn't left His azab to go to a nation, and they make tawbah, Allah keeps that azab away. But the minute the button is pressed and that azab is unleashed, then it doesn't go back again. But this was one case, and this was because of the crying of the children. The little children who cried. Crying is a great, great factor in the court of Allah Ta'ala. When a person learns to cry also, and from babies we have all the time, our own babies, we were babies, babies grow up around us all the time. We should learn this one great lesson, that how they cry, we should also learn to cry to Allah Ta'ala. Hearts must not be hard and they cannot cry. A person must learn to cry. This was the effect of it is such that the adab of Allah, which had come already, huge clouds which they could see, this is bringing the adab of Allah. Allah withdrew his azab again. And then Yunus alayhi salam was sent back to these same people. They were people who numbered 100,000, that is the adults, and together with the children, etc., then they were more than 100,000. فآمنوا فمتعناهم إلى حين پھر وہ یقین لائے پھر ہم نے فائدہ اٹھانے دیا ان کو ایک وقت تک. And then they brought iman and we spared them and they carried on living in this world until the time came for each one to die and leave this world, but we have gave them time. And they had brought iman, just the very basics of iman, and when Yunus alayhi salam went back to them, he taught them the details of iman, and they brought iman on all the details as etc. فَاسْتَفْتِهِمْ أَلِرَبِّكَ الْبَنَاتُ وَلَهُمُ الْبَنُونَ. They in front, Allah Ta'ala starts another subject. This was the subject of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, and the lesson for us to learn, if we have problems, turn to Allah in repentance to Allah Ta'ala, and learn to cry and beg of Allah of His mercy. Even the adab which is unleashed, Allah will pull it back when He hears the sounds of crying of a person. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا